Hello, Ruben.
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
Very good.
Cool. So I got the invoice over from Penny. He asked me what your email is, but I think he's just on the road. He already has it. So I've got everything here. I just wanted to walk through it, make sure it's correct, and get this wrapped up. So let's bring this up. And just to confirm, did you just get this? Did you just get this space? I saw the lease just kind of started. Did you just get it or no?
I'm moving into this way bigger shop.
Okay, cool. Is there any other equipment you're getting?
Next one, I want to get a polisher.
Okay. Are you getting new or used?
No, used. Those things are expensive, man.
I know some guys that sell a lot of the used and new polishers, by the way. So once we complete the funding on the saw, like today, I'll give you a call back and I'll go with some additional options, all right?
Okay. Sounds good.
So let me just walk you through the funding call. So you're going to get a call from our funding department. The company that's going to call you is called Axis Capital. They should be calling either from a 1-800 number or a 50 or a Florida or Nebraska area code because they have offices in Florida and Nebraska. They're just going to confirm the payment structure and that we're allowed to pay the funding before shipment, which Penny and all these vendors require. I also just want to make sure the correct address is 10208 RR 620 Suite 3B in Austin, Texas 78726.
It is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then also on the phone call, they're going to ask you when you want your first payment to be due. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to confirm with them. They're going to give you the option of the 1st or the 15th. I think the best option here is for you to take the 15th. And the reason is if you take the 15th, and please confirm with them on the phone call. Oh my God, Penny's still, geez, I'm looking at this. He still screwed up the invoice. Hold on. Give me a second.
Not a problem.
All right. I just sent him an email. So he should get this back to me today. They're going to call you once we get this invoice. They'll call you for the verification. And what I'd like you to ask them is if they assume that the payment due date is the 15th, just confirm with them since you're prepaying your first month at signing. Since you're prepaying your first month at signing, that should cover July 15th to August 15th. So you'd have a small portion of payment due from like. I'm sorry, that would cover, yeah, July 15th to August 15th. So you'd have a small portion of rent, a small portion of a payment between the 6th and the 15th instead of the 6th to the 1st. So you'd minimize your out-of-pocket. So I would just confirm with them that, the billing cycle is the 15th. I think that's the best way to go here. Let me text Penny right now, though, and have him get me the invoice so we can get this wrapped up, okay?
Okay, question that I have.
Sure.
How do I do it? With on deck because I overpay them. I just check my account, and I have a negative balance. I mean, I overpaid $1,100. I mean.
Oh, okay. So what you'll do is all these companies. I mean, I've never heard of a company not refunding someone. So what I would do is I would reach out to On Deck and just say, "Hey, look, I paid off my loan, but there's some extra payments that I'm due." And they'll generally help you out. I've never had an issue with that.
Okay. They just returned the money to me.
Yeah. I don't work for On Deck, but I've never heard of a company keeping someone's money. I've never had that type of issue. During this phone call, though, do not go over any of the working capital refinancing because this has nothing to do with this transaction. So they're just calling on the saw, okay?
Okay. Okay. Perfect. No problem.
I'm going to give them. Well, Penny gave me, I don't, like I said, Penny's, he said the ETA on his invoice is, I believe, the 18th, although I can't vouch for his deliveries. That's just what he has on the invoice. That's what he's telling me.
Okay, so it might be a little later.
Yeah, you. I strongly suggest, since you're his actual customer, that you email him and say, hey, can you confirm the delivery date so you have something for your records?
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
Perfect. And I will have this phone call done. I'm going to give them your cell phone, but for some reason, they might call your office. So if they call your office, they can just leave a message and you can give them a ring back, okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.